The lines of cars are long as people wait tensely, trying to escape Raqqa, where international airstrikes rain down on Islamic State targets. Civilians here are heading north looking for refuge in Kurdish-held areas. Ras Al Ain is in that zone of relative safety. But security forces here are on alert for IS fighters trying to hide among the refugees. This highway connects Raqqa with such towns as Ras Al Ain. People who are fleeing IS-controlled territory pass through here. Kurdish security has set up checkpoints to screen those coming in.
We will ask everyone who comes to Ras Al Ain to have someone sponsor them so that we can identify each person. We will have the information of where these people are going to stay. We are serious about the security of Ras Al Ain. That is why we will make sure we know about everyone who comes here.
For those who do make it through, authorities and NGOs are making preparations.
This area is about 120 hectares, and we're preparing 8 hectares of it to house the displaced people. We are setting up close to 4,000 tents in this area alone.
Humanitarian organizations in the region expect that during the operation to recapture Raqqa, over 300,000 people will flee to Ras Al Ain and other towns nearby. Aid workers here say they are not sure if the local administration has enough resources to handle the refugee crisis and urge international organizations to help.
It is wintertime, and because of the lack of tents, we are asking all the organizations to help us. There are thousands of people fleeing from ISIS areas, and we cannot handle this on our own.
As the U.S.-led coalition and Russia step up the air war against IS in Raqqa, local authorities realize this is just the beginning. For Zana Omar in Ras Al Ain, this is Peter Heinlein, VOA News.